My name is Michael Reginald Asapardi, and I was born in the 4th of April, 1928.
Perhaps you could just tell me a little bit about your parents to start off, and where they were born and where they were Gibraltarian,
etc. My father and my mother, they were both born here in Gibraltar. My father was born in the Alameda Garden. Not actually in the Alameda Gardens, but in the little house which is in the Alameda Gardens. We were a family of four. My father, my mother, and my brother Manuel. I had a brother, Manuel, as well. When I was two years old, my father decided to go to America. And my father used to have 200 goats. We used to roam around from on the top of the rock. He sold the 200 goats, and we went to America to immigrate in America.
And what year was this then?
And this was in 1928, I was 2 years old.
So 1930.
When we arrived there, we were told by the authority there that we couldn't stay in America because my father couldn't write or read, and he couldn't put his signature. So what they did, they sent us back. And from America, we came back. It took us a long time because my son, when he went to America for a holiday, he tried to verify to whether this was true or not. But he couldn't get any results. But Elizabeth, looking in the computer, he picked up the whole complete story. When we went there, the name of my father, my mother, and the reason why we were sent back from there. We came back to the rock. At that time, my father started again working as the gardener in Alameda Gardens. And then, after that, the war started. Right? We were sent from here, we were sent to North Africa. We went to Casablanca first, the whole family.
Before you start that, can I just ask you one thing about the about the 1930s? I know you were very little, but I wondered if you had any memory or if your parents ever talked about the Spanish Civil War, and because I know a lot of people came over the border from La Linea.
Well, when the Spanish War started, a lot of the Spaniards, they came here to stay in here. The piazza was completely full, and the people were giving them shelter on the upper half, all the houses they had, where they used to dry the clothing on the top. And they used to bring all the families along here and give them shelter in here completely because nobody could go over the border in there. But I remember seeing the Spanish warship firing at Algeciras from the Straits. And also when one of the Spanish destroyers came into the harbor in here to ask for shelter. They took the some of the sailors, they took them to hospital because they were injured. And then after they took them back to the ship, and the Spaniards were waiting outside for this destroyer to go out and try to sink them. The people from the destroyer, they tried to hide themselves by putting, they used to have a light on the buoy within there. So they kept their light on the buoy and they ran away. They came out through the harbor and they went around the rock, but they went as far as Catalan Bay. And at Catalan Bay, there was a bigger Spanish warship there, and they stopped him there. And then they bring him back to Gibraltar again, and he's still there. during the Spanish War, there was no people were allowed to cross the border, as you know, the border was close to another. But they were very, very strict things. They used to treat the people very badly. The people they were against the regime. They used to give them a haircut, or give them a black strap, you know, to make them sick and all that. And, you know, But most of the people, they stay on this side of the border. They never went to the other side of the border. Then after that, when the war started, they took us from here to, like I said, to Morocco, to Casablanca. And from Casablanca, we went to Rabat.
So you were now about sort of 12, something like that.
Yeah, something about that. And then we were exchanged. When we were there, we were exchanged by French prisoners, because the French regiment, they went on the side of against the Allies. I don't know whether you remember that. They went against the Allies.
Yeah.
So we were exchanged by these prisoners. So they fetched us from Morocco and they brought us back to Gibraltar. And then bringing us back to Gibraltar, we stayed in here for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then the government decided to send us to the UK. They put us in a merchant ship, and it took us 15 days to arrive to UK. The first port that we arrived was Milford Haven. And Milford Haven, they stopped there because an old lady, she passed away, and they had to bring her out to shore. And then from Milford Haven, we went to Cardiff. On the day that we went to Cardiff, on that particular night, the Germans, they sent about 200 bombers there. They start bombing the whole place. You could see fire all over the place in there. The next day, they gave us an order to leave from there and go to London. And we went to London. They took us to London, and there were quite a number of people, so they have to disperse them in different hotels. They gave us the best hotels they had in London for us. Like, we were sent to a place called Marlborough Court in Kensington High Street there. Then from there, we were there. I was going to school, but at that time I was going to school. And then from there, they decided to send us, to move us from there, and they sent us to Putney. And then they sent us to us at a place called Highland Heath. And it was a beautiful place, fantastic place. We could go from Roehampton, Wimbledon, all around that place in there. But then the Germans, they start bombing London with a V2 and V1. And the place was so dangerous, you know. They were sending so many V2 and V1 and all that around the place where we were living, that they decided to send us to Northern Ireland. So when we moved from there, they sent us to Northern Ireland. Naturally, there were so many people, they have to disperse them. Some people stay at Belfast, some people stay at Londonderry, and some people stay at Ballymena. We stay at Londonderry, and that was when they had a problem between the Irish and the soldiers. You remember they had a problem in there. But we were not actually in Londonderry, we were outside Londonderry. We were in the prisoners' camp. There were Nissan huts built specially for the prisoners of war, and they were going to take them there after the war. But then they decided to take us there, to the Nissan huts. And we were there in the Nissan huts. We were living in Northern Ireland for about nearly a year and a half. When the war ended, my family, my brother and I decided to go back to London. So we went back to London and we found a place to live. And we used to live in number 15, Castle Road, Kentish Town. Number 15, Castle Road, Kentish Town. Yeah, we lived there for 11 years. And then, from that time, my mother, who used to be a diabetic, she wasn't very well, and they decided to come back to Gibraltar. We came by land. It wasn't a very good journey coming back from there. So we came back from London, we came back to Gibraltar. And then when we arrived here, my father decided to go back to work as a gardener. My brother, he got a job, and myself in the police force, right? In the civil police force. But then the house that we used to have before we went all those years, they were taking it away from us, and all the furniture and everything. So when we came back, we had nothing at all to go in. So they decided to put us in a place called Little Caesar of the Poor, which is Mount Albania now, right in there, in a Nissan hut. There we got the job, like I said, in the police force, my brother and I. But I tried to get in touch with the commissioner of police, which was at the time Mr. Cohen, right? And I explained to him the situation, whether he could help us to find a better accommodation than the one that we had. And he said he couldn't do anything about it at the time, because at that time, the accommodation was very scarce. Right? So I decided to go myself only, go back to England. So I went back to London, and I started working as a cook in Wardour Street, nearly Piccadilly Circus. Right? I stayed there for 3 years, working in there.
Why didn't you go back into the police force in England?
I never thought of that thing, you know. I never thought at that time, I never thought that. So I went there and I got the job as a cook. And I was working, like I said, 3 years there. But then I decided to come back to the Rock. And when I came back to the Rock, I started with Royal Engineers as a cook first, as the Royal Engineers. And the wages those days, they were very, very poor, you know. You had to change jobs in order to find your salary increased by maybe 50p more, you know. So I decided to change, and I got a job as a sports storeman with the Royal Engineers in Sass Barracks. At that time, I was very famous with them because I used to help a lot. I used to help a lot of people around, you know, in the sports stores and all that. They took a photograph of me, of myself, when they had their football team, you know, and when I decided to leave them, I left them. I went to the police force, and I joined the Gibraltar Security Police, which is the Gibraltar Defense Police now. I started as a constable, and I finished as the top man, as the highest, the chief of police.